Hey everybody, Jim Salmons here, and welcome to the Kayak Fishing Show live. As always, brought to you by all these wonderful sponsors scrolling across the bottom there. Opening day for baseball today. I'm excited about that. And so wearing my Padres gear, a Padres hat, a Padres t-shirt, ready for tonight's game. It's not a home opener, but I like baseball. So since I can't go fishing or anything right now, it's definitely going to be a good distraction for a while. So if you're new to this, every Tuesday and Thursday, we air old episodes of the Kayak Fishing Show. On Tuesdays, we air our Jackson Kayak years. And on Thursdays is the much older stuff from the beginning when we were with Ocean Kayak. So the sponsors scrolling across the bottom are the current sponsors, not necessarily the ones we talk about during the show. Many of our sponsors have stayed the same, but, you know, obviously ones like Jackson Kayak is now our kayak sponsor, and, Raymarine, our electronic sponsor. So there's been some changes. Clothing, NRS, you know, we have a lot of great sponsors, and I won't take anything away from the prior sponsors. They were great to us initially. And, you know, as happens, things change sometimes. I can always count on Liam Young being the first one to say hello. Again, if you are the new to this, we air these on the Kayak Fishing Show Facebook page, as well as the Kayak Fishing Show group page, and also on YouTube at Kayak Fishing Tales. So I generally suggest people either join the Facebook group or hit subscribe over at Kayak Fishing Tales and make sure you get those notifications. That's usually the best way to find out when we're going live. Again, I try to do this every Tuesday and Thursday, and I throw in some extra ones from time to time. If I'm working on something, a project, I might do a little short live video showing what we're working on. Again, not doing a heck of a lot right now because of the shoulder. Just had my second therapy appointment yesterday where they actually made me do some stuff. And I'm not going to lie, I did my home workout here a little bit ago, and then I spent the next hour with ice on my shoulder. So, Mitch LeCoup, checking in, saying hi from Ontario. Just so happens, this episode is up in Canada. And Alan Thompson, hey Jim, all these vintage Ontario episodes, love them. Got to get you into Alberta, Canada sometimes. I'm ready. I'm so ready to travel. I don't know when mentally I'm ready to travel. I'm ready to get back to shooting shows. Unfortunately, physically, I'm a ways off. If you ever had shoulder issues or shoulder surgery, hey, Jim King, how are you? It's a long process. This is actually the fifth time I've had shoulder surgery with a life of physical jobs, and then being a kayaker for over 30 years and guiding kayak fishing and being a paddler and a surfer and everything else over my life, the shoulder's just been kind of worn out. So this is surgery number two on my left shoulder. I've had three on the right. So and I ain't getting any younger, but shoulders tend to take a long time to heal, to get strong again. And it basically, the bone has to heal over where the issue was, which is the torn rotator cuff. So anyway, today's episode is part two of our trip to Slippery Winds Lodge in Canada. We're with Dan Joseph, who is, if you know him, he is one of the Muskie brothers. He and his brother Manny. I have had the opportunity to fish with him a few times and always had a great time and good fishing. I believe, my memory is terrible, but I believe this trip with Dan was the first time we had fished with him. I know there was a time when we were supposed to fish with somebody else, and for some personal reasons, that person had to drop out and suggested we fish with Dan, and couldn't have been happier. Had a great time fishing with him. And he's actually a professional musician, and just a great time fishing with the guy. And he's a very, very good musky fisherman. So I said, you follow those guys. They catch a lot of big musky over the years. So, yeah, like I said, this is back from season three, and we have aired 13 seasons. So it's definitely in the early years with Ocean Kayak. Not nearly as many fishing boats out there available. And of course, the boats I think we're using in this one were Tridents, which was a boat that I helped design with Ocean Kayak way back when. And it was definitely more my style of boat, the longer, leaner, faster type of boats for offshore, for covering a lot of miles, for trolling, all that sort of thing, for handling surf. And they were good boats for that. Obviously, boats have changed a lot now. There's a lot more stand-up fishing, sight casting, you know, addition, being able to put power poles on them, trolling motors, everything else. And a lot of guys just really wanted the bigger, wider, more stable boats. And what we did on this trip, because we wanted some standability, is we had the Scotty stabilizers, which were basically an inflatable pontoon. And they work quite well. Now, while watching the episode last week anyway, there was times that both of us had them and times that only one of us had them. And I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but I think what happened is we actually broke one of them. And so we were kind of having to trade off on who got the stabilizers because we had busted one of them. I don't remember if it was the arm that broke or if the pontoon had exploded. That was one thing about those inflatables. And it was a great product. Honestly, I loved it because you still had that fast paddling kayak, but then you had the stability when you wanted to put out the stabilizers. But those inflatable pontoons, I know it happened to me here once at home, and I don't remember if that's what happened on this one, is I had actually left it in my vehicle inflated, and it got hot. And when they got hot, it expanded and the thing literally just blew up. So, I don't remember if that's exactly what happened on this one. I'm sure it was some kind of operator error on our point because Scotty, you know, although they're no longer a sponsor of ours, they still make a great product. And I'll say this about Scotty, other than that, and I don't remember exactly what it was, I never broke anything of theirs. I never broke any of their rod holders. They were always just solid as heck. So, you know, I'm a Yak Attack guy now, and same thing. I mean, super good quality. I had some issues with some other brands that we used for a little bit, and I'm happy to be with Yak Attack. But like I said, the Scotty stuff was always good and solid as well. Excuse me. So again, this is part two of our trip to Slippery Winds. I think in this one, where the first one we did a little bit more of the pike and bass and stuff. In this one, we definitely were targeting musky, and we went out and targeted. Oh, we also targeted walleye in the last one. And a big target on this one was also lake trout, as I recall. Like I said, I haven't gone back and watched these things. So this is all off the top of my head. But I love going to Canada. I always have great fishing in Canada. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful places. And Slippery Winds was a cool one. It was a fly-in location. There was no way to get there other than float plane. So I think I told the story last week is when I left, I actually left my phone in my room, and I remembered it right as we took off to leave. And with this a little bribe, I talked to the pilot to turn around and go back and get it because I had to have my phone. So anyway, again, if you're new to this, we take questions, comments, all that. And I really appreciate when you guys share these episodes with your friends, really trying to grow this community and this this page. We have, I think, 40,000 subscribers to on the YouTube channel. And I'd certainly love to have a lot more than that. I got about 170,000 followers on Facebook. But Facebook is tough. It's a tough one because, again, they don't share out our stuff. We go organically. Facebook shares out any of my posts to less than 1% of our followers. So it's very important that our followers who are watching and like our stuff, it really helps us out a lot if you do share it. And I do very, very much appreciate that. So with no further ado, I'm going to add this to the stream and let's get this going. And of course, it's the old intro and the old episode. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Like I said, watching the old episodes, especially the really old ones, really brings back a lot of great memories. And I really enjoy that. So here we go.
This week at the Kayak Fishing Show, we're at Slippery Winds Lodge. We're going out to Yoke Lake and we're targeting big lake trout, muskie, and monster pike. There's all kinds of fish in this lake. The guys have been doing really well all week and we're going to go get them.
At the forefront of any sport, you inevitably find someone pushing the limits. While kayak fishing has been exploding in popularity, Jim Sammons has been doing just that.
Look at these. Nice.
From the seat of his ocean kayak, Jim challenges the world's top game fish and puts his kayak fishing skills to the ultimate test.
Never fought a kayak, have you, fish?
From freshwater to saltwater, Jim's mission is simple: to discover the best fishing destinations in the world and prove that anything is possible from a kayak.
That's a healthy fish.
Oh, nice!
And the little one got away.
Ocean Kayaks Kayak Fishing Show is brought to you in part by Ocean Kayak, makers of the Trident and Ultra series of fishing kayaks. Ex Officio, made to adventure. Seaguar, always the best fishing line. Mustad, hauling a record, haul off the cash. Hook One Kayak Fishing Gear, get everything you need to get out there and hook one. Standard Horizon, nothing takes to the water like Standard Horizon. And the Heliconia Press, cutting edge outdoors media. This week on the Kayak Fishing Show, Jim Sammons is hanging out with Canadian kayak angler Dan Joseph. They've been up north at Slippery Winds Wilderness Resort for a few days now, and in that short time, they've already had their fill of walleye pike. Changing it up is only a matter of switching lakes, as each of the six pristine lakes has its own dominant species. Today, they plan to hit Crossroute Lake. Rumor is, it's home of a thriving community of healthy largemouth.
So looking at this map, this is the lake we've been fishing. The lodge is X. So we just had this short portage. So just carry the kayaks over there a couple hundred yards, and we're in another lake. I mean, look at all this water around here, man. It's amazing the amount of water around here.
It's about the same as the land almost.
Yeah.
Come on, where's your handle? There you go. That's not giant, but it's certainly not one of the little tiny dinks. One of the many different types of fish or you can catch here at Slippery Winds. Six lakes you can fish around here. Bass, largemouth, smallmouth, pike, muskie, walleye, and lake trout. You have a shot at catching all of those on the six lakes you can head to. It's really a perfect kayaker's fishing destination because you can get to all the lakes really easily. None of the lakes are real huge. to get to a couple of lakes. You have a real short portage, 5-minute carry of the kayaks, and you just have a shot of, you know, big fish lakes. This one is, they said, is a numbers lake, which it has certainly proven to be, because we have caught pike after pike and bass, and there's a missed one. I mean, just so many fish here.
Stay tuned as Jim and Dan find out what a healthy population of largemouth really means.
Woo-hoo. Ocean Kayaks Kayak Fishing Show is brought to you in part by Ocean Kayak, makers of the Trident and Ultra series of fishing kayaks, and the Torque, which features a removable Minn Kota motor. Check them out at oceankayak.com.
It's funny, is that Torque was kind of ahead of its time, that you weren't seeing a whole lot of motorized kayakers. For them to put that drop in Minn Kota was pretty cool.
Ocean Kayaks Kayak Fishing Show is brought to you in part by Seaguar, always the best in fluorocarbon. Now introducing two new world-class products, Cans and Braid and Senchi monofilament lines. Check out all Seaguar's fishing line options at Seaguar.com. This week, Jim is hanging out with his friend Dan Joseph at Slippery Winds Wilderness Lodge. Dan Joseph is a hotshot kayak angler from Gatineau, Quebec. He and his brother Emmanuel have been rocking the Canadian kayak angling scene for the last few years. They've gained a reputation for pushing the sport as far as freshwater will let them go.
I don't know how serious a fisherman I would be if it wasn't for kayak fishing. You know, I like I said, I've been fishing most of my life, but it's only when I got the kayak that I started doing it, you know, 3-4 times a week. And, you know, I wouldn't use words like obsessed, but wow. Yeah, pretty close, I guess.
Textbook walleye fishing, guys. Just find the bottom, nice jig, catch big walleye.
To break it down, we're basically just on a plastic platform and just doing whatever we want with it. You know, you want to fish shark, you can do it. You want to fish marlin, you can do it. You want to fish panfish, you can definitely do it. It's like the sky's the limit with this thing. And it's just been so inspiring. You know, you don't have to run to the gas station every 2 hours. It's not, it's obviously better on the environment. It's just, there's nothing about this sport that I see is bad for anyone.
Yeah, Dan has a
price of fuel right now. He's right.
And he thinks he knows where a few might be hiding on the big lake. But today, the guys have reached the shores of remote Crossroute Lake. A hard hike through the woods has revealed hundreds of feeding largemouth bass right on the shoreline and ready to feed. The boys hit the water, drooling for some bass action.
This morning we've made a bit of a trek out to Crossroute Lake. It's a bit of a portage. If you want to fish this lake, you got to work for it, because it was a bit of a haul getting the kayak over here.
Yeah.
I know you're trying to act big, but you're not. Supposedly there's good pike fishing on this one, and also good largemouth. So we have a whole lake to explore all to ourselves. So it was worth the 20 minutes of dragging the kayak through the scrub to get here.
Raise your hands, raise your hands. Raise his mama dressed him up every Sunday.
Take down to the church. I've got all these fish on this Terminator spinnerbait. And you can see the shape on it, and everything is still straight with the titanium. It's holding its shape really well. The blades are in good shape, but the head is just beat up. The skirt is got a few strands left, is all. This is about the fifth trailer tail I've put on it. The thing has just been getting hammered. Oh, man, if a guy like me can have that many bass, I can just imagine what a true bass fisherman could do in here.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, that's the kind of bass fishing I need.
Oh, man, this guy's hunkered down. That's a good bass.
It is such a kayak-friendly location.
I mean, with all these lakes around here,
that's a nice bed.
So many fish. I mean, my thumb is a tattered mess from all the bass today.
Oh, yeah. Just, that's a bigger one.
It's a great kayaking place. I mean, what? We had the other day, over 100 pike. Today, we had smallmouth, largemouth. I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
To find the hard-hitting topwater hits of largemouth bass takes a good pair of sunglasses and a high vantage point. Kayaks often make this difficult or downright impossible. But there is a solution. Jim looks at how to stand on your kayak in this week's Kayak Fishing Tip of the Week.
For offshore kayak fishing, I really prefer a kayak that's fast, paddles well, handles swell, and surf. But for certain species, having a kayak you can stand up on is a huge advantage. Now, flat out, some kayaks are better for standing in than others. The problem is, if you get one of these boats that's so stable you can stand in it, oftentimes you don't want to paddle it because you've really gotten a big, slower boat. You have to balance speed versus stability. What you can do, though, is get some Scotty stabilizers and put them on that fast boat. Now you've got a boat that's fast, but then I can stand in it when I want to. I slap those on real quick and I've got a standing platform. I lift them out of the water and I've got my good fast paddling kayak. I will say this, if you're gonna start stand up fishing in a kayak, make sure you have your gear leashed. Go out there and practice it maybe without the gear on your kayak. Because let's face it, if you're going out there in just the kayak with no stabilizers, the chances are you can fall over. So make sure you have all that gear leashed and you have your PFD on. So if you want to see the fish, stand up. Get out there and practice. Check out the Scotty stabilizers. I think you'll like them. Until next time, I'm Jim Sammons, and that's your Kayak Fishing Tip of the Week.
For more tips and your chance to win a fantastic kayak fishing package that includes an Ocean Kayak Trident fishing kayak and ex officio clothing, visit kayakfishingshow.com.
Yeah, you can't win anything anymore.
Ocean Kayak's Kayak Fishing Show with Jim Sammons will be right back after these messages.
Hey, Eric, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man. And Bobby Daler Tucker, thank you for joining us. I really, really appreciate you showing up every week. Apparently, you like the bass fish.
Kayak Fishing Show is brought
I like the bass fish when the bass fishing is like that.
Featuring the Hook a Million state and world record contest.
I've always been a saltwater guy. So,
$4 million up
saltwater
for
bass, calico bass,
record,
love them.
Haul off the cash.
Freshwater bass, I just don't do it very often.
Hookamillion.com. Jim and Dan have found the big bass, and Crossroute Lake has provided the perfect chance to test out some different lures.
It's like a pretty good hook set there right in the corner of the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Check that one out. That's a good smallmouth.
It's heavy, too. Definitely got some weight to him. There we go. Swam right away. Got on the little frog. So this is the frog I've been fishing. Made by Ken Dauber. He has several series of these. One of the cool things is when you're in an area where there's a lot of pike, where you're going to get your lure cut up, a lot of frogs, once they get cut up, they start taking on water and sinks. This one's foam. The whole thing's dense foam. So even though you get some cuts in it, it's still working just fine. And these legs have the just most realistic kicking action. You see when I just pull that through, hook up in front.
Oh, wow.
Nice bass.
That's a beautiful
Now, if you look around me here, you can see that we're fishing in and amongst all these reeds. A lot of rocks, a lot of structure. So having good abrasion resistance on your line is really important. We're fishing straight braid, so it'll cut right through that. If you hook into a fish, it's gonna pull it through and cut it. Just swimming along right underneath me. There he goes.
Got him.
Nice.
Oh, I've got them pink. There we go. That was awesome. While we were up at Slippery Winds, we were having days where we were targeting bass and pike. So I had a really versatile setup. What I like to use is a low profile reel like this Akuma Cedros on an Akuma EVX graphite rod. This is a fast taper rod, fast action. I could really set the hook. On the reel, I've got Seaguar cans in braid and I've got 20 pound test on there. That's gonna cut through the weeds that we were tossing into the whole time. On top of that, I'm gonna use a leader of 12 pound Seaguar fluorocarbon. But down near the hook, especially if the pike were around and you were really getting on the pike, we went with these Terminator titanium leaders. These are gonna keep the fish on and not let those big pike break you off. Down at the business end, we were throwing all kinds of stuff. One of my favorites was the topwater for the bass and even the pike was these Captain Ken's designer frogs. These things have action like you've never seen. Another good setup was to throw a spinnerbait, and this is also a Terminator titanium spinnerbait. These things took a pounding and just kept catching fish. This is a really nice setup. If you're up in those lakes targeting bass and pike, check them out.
A long day is...
Those Captain Ken's frogs, I have no idea if they're available anymore. He had sent me some, and they had such great action and fished, you know, really well weedless. They were kind of tough to set up weedless because you had to put a rubber band over the hook, and it was, you know, trying to do that with your fingers was not easy. But the downside was, I mean, the positive, the body was a solid foam, like I mentioned there. So if you're getting into pike, you know, they weren't getting punctured and then sinking or anything like that. The downside was those legs were made of a type of foam. And if you accidentally got those legs near any of your other soft plastics, it just ate them. So they would completely dissolve. So I have a few of those heads laying around still, but the legs, I have no legs left because all of them got destroyed. Accidentally left them with some other plastics. So, but like I said, Captain Ken Daubert, if they're still available, they were an absolutely awesome frog. And I have a hard time with frogs sometimes. miss a lot of fish and didn't miss nearly as many fish with this because you had that more exposed hook right up on the nose, even though it was still weedless. So pretty cool things. Hit the wrong button there.
It's over, and it's time to head back to Slippery Winds Wilderness Lodge for a hearty meal and a good night's rest.
The food at this place was amazing.
Slippery Winds is a remote, rustic lodge located a half-hour float plane ride from Fort Francis on the Canadian-American border. Boasting six fish-filled lakes, top-notch guides, and even a fleet of their own Ocean Kayak 13s, Slippery Winds is truly a dream to the avid freshwater kayak angler.
We've got five cabins here, usually have a maximum occupancy of about 16 people. A lot of people like to go for the walleye, of course, and we've had a lot of fly casters in who like to go for the smallmouth and the largemouth. Of course, the northerns are always there to keep people busy. But we've got pretty much the full gamut. If it's a sport fish from the area, we've got it in our area right here.
In a week, a guest at the lodge can get their fill on massive walleye, voracious pike, hardy lake trout, topwater largemouth bass, and even have a chance at a massive muskie.
I'm saying we've had an incredible trip to Slippery Winds. You ever get the chance to come here, man, you got to give it a go. I mean, what we caught, well over 100 largemouth bass today. It is such a kayak-friendly location. I mean, with all these lakes around here and so many fish, you couldn't ask for more. And what a great location.
When we come back, Dan drops the light tackle in favor of a big musky lure as he starts his search for his favorite big game fish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely more dialed in on the musky. I think that's what they're known for, the musky brothers. But I thought we went and did some lake trout fishing, and again, I don't really remember.
Ocean Kayaks.
I remember more of the bass stuff
that's
happening.
Brought to you in part by Okuma Fishing Tackle. It's your day. Make the most of it with Okuma Fishing Tackle.
Inspiring design meets stunning performance. Check out Okuma's full line of rods, reels, and fishing accessories at okumafishing.com. This week, Jim and avid kayak angler Dan Joseph are on the hunt for the huge variety of fish found in northern Canada at Slippery Winds Lodge. The week is almost over, and they've yet to hook up with two of the five species available on the six lakes surrounding the lodge. So the guys are going to rig up for lake trout and muskie. Worst comes to worst, they'll at least find more massive walleye. Oh, darn.
Well, we're hoping for some pike or muskie. We've seen a few splashing around, so I want to have a wire leader. So I brought some of this not too kinky. It's basically tieable wire. So it's pretty easy to work with. It has a certain amount of stretch to it, and I've used it in the past. I've been really happy with the performance because it didn't get nicked up or after a full day of fishing, it never had a nick or a cut or anything in it. And it's fairly easy to tie. This one is a 65-pound test. I just cut off a section of it, and I'm just going to attach a swivel. On the other end, I already attached a small clip, and that way it's actually one of these tactical fishing by tactical anglers, and there's these clips, and it just makes it really easy to put on and off your lures.
Figure eights, very important. Often we're so concerned on how far we can cast and getting a fish right at the end of a point on the first third of our cast, but a lot of times it'll happen right beside the boat. I always like to do a little figure eight. Now, some people say only do a figure eight if you see a follow. Well, I see sometimes you don't see the follows, or sometimes maybe you're not paying attention. I always like to, even if there isn't any fish following, just do a nice little figure eight. Always keep your lure moving. Try not to pause it too much. If you do, just especially if you're using blades like bucktails, make sure the blades are constantly spinning.
Dan has cast his massive musky lure for hours in vain, to no avail. The last day of the trip comes to an end, and Dan takes one more cast at the setting sun.
Musky, bud. So happy, man. We need that poker, Jim. I'm using this Rapala fish handler. So this fish is it! Woo!
Oh, nah. Another epic trip comes to a close, and with almost predictable results, Dan hooks a monster muskie on his last cast.
It's a little off balance right now. That's the thing, it needs its equilibrium back. That is a beautiful fish.
Nice.
Now it's been out of the water a bit, so I don't think we're gonna bother with taking a measurement. I know we all like to do that, but right now this fish is stressed. It's got a bit of red on the back fins. Oh, it's got some life though.
You can see.
There can be, anything from small to, like you said, that's almost a fish of a lifetime. For some people, it could be considered a fish of a lifetime. And it's all right here at, the Slippery Winds Wilderness Lodge. It's great.
I just think it's good measure to represent right here. Yeah, that was well worth it, boys. Never give up. We were swearing, cursing about not catching any fish. The moon just got out. The sun's setting right on a perfect textbook musky spot, and he just smoked my bucktail.
In most kayaks, standing up, I feel pretty stable, but actually catching fish can be a little bit sketchy,
particularly when using better paddling kayaks. You would generally need to choose between a kayak you can stand on or a kayak that paddles well. This is no longer the case with Scotty stabilizers. Add them to even the tippiest kayaks and you have a stable standing platform. With Scotty's new locking brackets, installation is quick and easy, and removal and reposition of the pontoons is just the quick push of a button. The 30-inch long by 8-inch diameter pontoons are manufactured from heavy-duty, puncture and tear resistant PVC outer shell material, so even a hook isn't going to stick in them. Each 28-inch anodized aluminum support arm includes a gear and post system at either end that allows you to make subtle adjustments to properly fit your stabilizer system to virtually any watercraft.
You can see the stabilizers as well as all the other great Scotty products at scottypaddlesports.com.
Now it's time to hit the bush plane back to Fort Frances as we say goodbye to Slippery Winds. But Jim knows that he'll someday have to come back for another chance at his own Monster Muskie.
Yeah, and this is where I remember my phone is sitting in my room.
Next week, Jim is heading back to where it all began, Baja, Mexico. He's hooking up with a team of pro anglers to take a swing at his favorite fish to catch from a kayak, the infamous striped marlin and hard-fighting rooster fish. Hotel Punta Colorado never lets you down.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
For more tips or information on how you can join me on a kayak fishing adventure, visit jimsalmons.com.
I forgot this. Get that out of there. So, yeah, like I said, I had forgotten my phone in my room. And so I got the guy to land. A couple other things that happened on this trip, and it was after I had left. Like I said, the guys, Dan and Will, actually flew out. I don't remember if they flew out that night or the next morning, but I had my flight was at a different time. And the picture that I actually posted with this video, they caught the next morning. And it was actually a much bigger muskie. And also while they were out, which was, I mean, the story was pretty amazing. They said there was a loon, you know, the birds, loons sitting on the surface. And they were just sitting there and, you know, very peaceful, the sound of the loon. And a muskie came up and ate it. So they actually saw a muskie eat a loon. So it kind of shows you why those big lures are so often used for muskie. You know, you'll see these big old lures, the double cowgirls, multiple blades on them, just huge things. And how the whopper plopper is kind of like a taking off bird. And yeah, so they actually saw a muskie eat a loon. So that'd be pretty cool to see. But I had already left at that point. Hey, Serge, thanks for joining us from Ottawa. I appreciate it. So again, I appreciate everybody who watches these. Please let me know if you're watching it on the replay versus watching it live. That always, I just like to know. I also love to know where people are watching from. We get people from all over the world watching these things, and I always find it fascinating. So please let us know that. And I can't say enough how much I appreciate the people that are watching it, and those of you that are sharing our videos with your friends, helping us expand the reach. Again, every Tuesday and Thursday, we will be back next Tuesday with more from the Jackson Kayak years of the show. So with that said, if you are going fishing, please remember always wear your PFD and keep your paddle right side up. Y'all take care. I'm going
pretty chick.